Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for sunny mid to upper 60s today. Clear and cold again tonight, low in the mid 40s. Saturday, sunny, 70 to 75. Sunday, sun then clouding up, mid 70s. Monday should be cloudy with some showers, low in the 70s. New laws in Connecticut will affect change in how residents drive, grow cannabis, cross the street, and much, much more. The state lawmakers and Governor Lamont decided anybody older than the age of 16 should also be required under state law to wear a seatbelt while riding in the rear seat while in a vehicle that's moving. Under the revised law, police cannot pull over a car because an adult in the back seat is unbelted unless another violation has occurred. That's because the law specifies that a violation is a secondary offense, but if cited, the new infraction carries fines of $50 if the driver is 18 or older and $75 if the driver is under 18. The addition of the state's existing seatbelt is among the slew of new state laws that were given an effective date of October 1st. If drivers get caught using a handheld mobile phone to text or talk, it'll cost more. Fines for violating the state's distracted driving law were increased from $150 to $200 for the first violation, $300 to $375 for a second, and $500 to $625 for a third or subsequent violation. A new law extends the grace period for transplants in Connecticut to change their out-of-state motor vehicle registrations from 60 to 90 days. It also lowered the penalty for registration violations after time runs out from $1,000 to $2,500. The fine will be suspended for the first-time violators if owners prove they registered their vehicles. Medical marijuana patients are now allowed to cultivate 3 mature and 3 immature plants with a limit of 12 plants per household. By July 1, 2023, any adult in the state can have the same amount of plants. Another provision of the cannabis legislation law taking effect expands the previous smoking restrictions. No smoking or vaping at cannabis or anything else is allowed within 25 feet of buildings catering to the general public, including restaurants and retail stores. Towns and cities largely get to decide where public consumption of cannabis will be allowed, but another newly affected provision specifies that communities with populations of more than $50,000 that regulate public use of cannabis must designate a location in the municipality where public consumption is permitted. According to the 2020 census, 19 municipalities had more than 50,000 people, including the cities of Waterbury and Bristol. In his final days, Dutchess County Sheriff Adrian Butch Anderson continued to attend morning meetings and stay up listening to the police scanner from his house while the 73-year-old was battling a serious heart condition for several months and recovering from vascular bypass surgery. He continued to serve alongside Undersheriff Kirk Imperiati. Quote, even though he was not 100% health-wise, he was always engaged and always working, Imperiati said. He was very proud to be the sheriff and proud to serve Dutchess County, end quote. Anderson passed peacefully in his sleep Wednesday morning. Funeral arrangements were still being made yesterday, but tentative plans call for an event at the Majid Newshart Convention Center, formerly the Mid-Hudson Civic Center, in Poughkeepsie next week. Effective October 5th, a reminder, visitors to New Vance Health hospitals and facilities must provide proof of full vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test to be taken within 72 hours. This includes inpatients, emergency departments, New Vance Health medical practices, and ambulatory services. The special populations and visitors with extenuating circumstances may be asked to provide documentation, but it's not a requirement to visit. Quote, this visitation change is important. It's a way to limit the risk to our patients, visitors, and staff to COVID-19, end quote, from Chief Experience Officer Steve Meth. Salisbury Congregational Church presents their Meeting House Music Meditation, a half hour of music for quiet reflection, free to the public at 12 noon. It's held at the Salisbury Congregational Church. Also, a reminder that on Friday, October 1st, Friday, October 15th, and Friday, October 29th, Region 1 has permission to give vaccinations. Each one of those clinics will be held at the high school from 3 till 7 p.m., offering all 3 vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, as well as a booster vaccination for eligible populations, according to the CDC. Haystack Book Festival takes place in Norfolk at the library Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, live streaming and in person. For more information, you can go to facebook.com Haystack Book Festival. The Stockbridge Library has their annual book sale on October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the library front lawn, Main Street in Stockbridge, stockbridgelibrary.org. The Ankrum, Ankrumdale, and Boston Corner Hamlet planning groups invite you to an informational meet-and-greet party on Saturday from 4 to 6 at the Surface Library on Route 7 next to the Ankrum Post Office in Ankrum, New York. Because of COVID, they're erring on the side of caution, asking you to bring your favorite beverage and snack for your own consumption, along with a mask if you wish to enter the gallery. RSVP to corcoran@j@gmail.com. Kent Memorial Library presents Kent Quiz Night, Saturday, October 2nd at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. Proof of vaccination is required for entry. It will be held at the Connecticut Antique Machinery Association, 31 Kent Cornwall Road in Kent, Connecticut. The quizmaster will be Shara Marshall, MC Steve Penner, to form a team of four and give it a name. It's $50 per team, $60 at the door, plus a bottle of wine. You may register in person at the library or online at kentmemoriallibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And also underwritten by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com.